your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live 2 hours this morning from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. So link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts on Genesis are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dave's producing the worldwide broadcast in Minnesota. And today we're going to discuss survival economics with Frank Underhill, CEO, UnderhillSecurities.com. Class, meet up tonight. 5:30 Ziggy's, Springfield, Missouri. Caleb Arthur, USAPrepares.com instructor, is going to be with us. And we're going to talk about solar for off-grid living and emergency survival. That's tonight, 5:30 Ziggy's. Information's on the website. And welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be with you this morning.
Hey, Frank. So we got some articles on the website, and one of them is, you know, we are paying for our senators' haircuts, and to the extent I am flabbergasted. You know, I know the government can't manage anything properly; it's impossible. These guys, they're just not capable of running a business. So the Senate barbershop runs a $350,000 loss or deficit every year, $350,000. Now, just in the deficit that they run, and they've done it for the last 15 years. 15 years they've been running a deficit. So, $350,000 deficit a year. Now, there's 100 senators in the United States. So that's $3,500 per senator that it costs us to give these guys a haircut. Now, if we look at that and we say, well, how much time do they spend in the barbershop? Well, these are really busy guys, right? They don't have much time to spend in the barbershop because they're busy concocting laws that are oppressive to us and steal our freedoms, and then they're busy taking bribes. So I think they could probably only squeeze in maybe one haircut every 2 weeks. So if they can squeeze in a haircut every 2 weeks, that's $135 per haircut. That's incredibly expensive, don't you think, Frank?
Absolutely, and I think this has been going on for many years. Free haircuts, gym membership, and a lot of other perks and privilege that come with the holding the office of a U.S. senator. You know, much in a way like the Pope, they have all these perks and benefits. And yet here, these people, they take all the benefits, and, you know, they may look good on the Sunday talk show circuit, but what are they really doing productive to help ease the pain of this nation right now?
I'll bet you, Frank, that if you took a vote of people who were intelligent and actually knew what was going on, they would want these guys to just go away and never come back.
Yeah.
Just go away. Never come back. But in my haircuts, I go to the same lady, and I've been going for many, many years. She has no problem with me being armed in the barber's chair. My haircut is the same price it's been for quite a while, $10 plus tip. And I don't get a haircut, you know, every couple of weeks. So if these senators got a haircut once a month, it'd be $270 a month.
Staggering.
It is staggering.
Your $10, $12 haircut probably comes out just the same as how they would have their hair done.
Well, actually, yeah. Now they may have other things. I don't know. Maybe the ones that are really efficient and have an automated system to accept their bribes and their payments and their plunder. You know, if they've really automated their system, they might be able to get in, you know, for a quick shave in the morning, get a shave for half an hour or something like that. Maybe that's what part of the cost is. But I'll tell you what, I think it's absolutely outrageous. These guys are thinking themselves as royalty, and they're not. Even royalty shouldn't be royalty. I mean, I've got a friend who lives in London, and he thinks it's great that they have a queen. He actually thinks it's great that they pay her to just do whatever it is she does. I have no idea what it is she does. But whatever it is, he thinks it's great that he's working hard to help her live in that lifestyle in the palace. I don't get it.
And coming from Canada myself, people are happy to pay that there. It's really ironic. We're here in the United States. People have an angst with this, with haircuts and paying for us. We're over there, and actually in Canada, Canadians love paying for government house. They like paying for the upkeep of all the Queen's properties all across Canada and Australia and New Zealand and Bahamas. So generally, people who live under a monarchist way they're satisfied. And if you poll any of those people, it sounds ironic and twisted, but they would elect, like your friend there, to keep this current system in place.
Well, yeah, that's right. That's right. He comes over from London once a year, and I used to get a chance to see him more often, not so much anymore. But I said, okay, all right. So what actually does the Queen do? He said, well, she's the Queen. I said, yeah, I know. But what does she do? You know, other than own most of the world's wealth.
Right.
He couldn't tell me. I said, well,
it's all in secrecy. The monarchy's in secrecy. Their banking accounts are in secrecy. I think they're the largest shareholder of British Airways. They have big stakes in British Petroleum. They're probably obviously the biggest landlords in England, if not maybe around the world. But they do have a vast amount of personal wealth. And a lot of this wealth is also tax-free because taxes are collected on behalf of the Queen. And so how can the Queen collect taxes on behalf of herself? Plus, she also gets her stipend from the state.
Yeah, and she's got quite the mint, the Royal Canadian Mint, she's got the Royal Navy, the Royal Air Force. I mean, she's got her own fleet.
She has her own fleet. You know, she took back the Falkland Islands when the Argentinians tried to grab it from her. She wasn't happy. She wasn't amused.
Oh, man, now we're picking on number one.
But Vincent, here we are. We're a republic here, and yet these people live like they are a monarchy, like political royalty here. Whether it's Ken Bernanke or Tim Geithner or Jacob Liu, we are straying from republic principles and falling into a statehood, you know, like reliant on the state, and we're straying from our republic beliefs.
You know, you and I had a very good friend, Bob Chapman, and I was thinking about this morning. A question that I asked Bob Chapman a long time ago, many, many, many years ago, I never got the answer to it. And I don't know if anyone could actually ever give us the answer. Here's the question, Frank. Does the Federal Reserve pay taxes?
I would probably have to guess no.
Isn't that interesting? Why not?
Because it's a function of the federal government, and I've never seen the federal government anywhere tax itself. I could be wrong, but that's what my opinion would be.
Well, the Federal Reserve is a private bank.
But the government's the largest. The government is the sole stockholder of that bank.
Yeah, Isn't that interesting, though? Do they pay taxes? And then my next question was, okay, so how much per year does Ben Bernanke make?
Oh, probably a few hundred thousand, I would guess.
Well, that's nothing. A few hundred thousand. I mean, to me, it'd be a lot. But to you know, in the scheme of things, I mean, the guy who's running the monetary system of the world, you know, de facto running the monetary system of the world, a few hundred thousand is nothing. I mean, the president makes 400,000. Senators make almost a couple hundred thousand. I mean, the guy that can tank a country in less than a year, he should be able to make more than that.
Well, here it is on Wikipedia, $200,000 a year.
Yeah, see, it's not very much. It's, actually,
it's the honorarium, and you have to remember, he doesn't probably pay for anything. He has probably lodging per diem. He gets food per diem. He probably never picks up a bill when he goes to a restaurant. He probably gets driven everywhere he goes.
Yeah. What a racket.
It is, indeed. And, you know, for the most part, a lot of our listening audience, they don't, you know, they're so buried to keep up, make a living and pay bills where this is completely out of their realm.
Yeah. Yeah, I know people who are losing their houses. I know people who are losing their cars. I know people who have to turn the heat off so they can eat. It's absolutely unbelievable, the stark contrast between us who are working and them who are plundering. It's unbelievable. I just can't believe that's continuing. I can't believe it's continuing this long. And we've been warned. Our founding fathers told us to be aware of all this. Education.
Well, that's where we're straying away from the Constitution and looking at legal activism to replace that, and that's and hence where the chaos lies. And it seems that people are seemingly acceptant of this.
Frank, you're talking about activism. We had on the other side of this break, I'm going to tell you about one of our instructors. He's an activist, and man, did he get in trouble. Man, oh man. I'll tell you more about USAPrepares.com's newest instructor as an activist and what happened to him on the other side of this break. Frank Underhill's with us, UnderhillSecurities.com. We'll be right back.
The Freeze Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze Dry Guy has assembled a necessities unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our necessities unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in 6 heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one necessities unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Underhill's with us. And he mentioned activism. I guess, since he mentioned it, I'll tell you a story. Last week, let me get my calendar out. Last week, we had our newest instructor. It was on Friday. So if you'd like to listen to hour number one, last Friday, the 15th, on here on Genesis, Fernando Salguero from Philadelphia was on the air with us. And he's an activist. And he believes the Second Amendment is the way it ought to be. He has he's got a great affection for the Second Amendment and the Constitution, and that's the way he lives. And he walks around Philadelphia armed with his .45 on his side, very much the way I do. And he's trying to make a statement, and he's trying to educate the police that it is absolutely acceptable and legal for him to do so. Well, he was hauled into traffic court in New Jersey. Now, he lives in Philadelphia. He was hauled into New Jersey for a traffic ticket that the state of New Jersey, Camden County, said was unpaid. He proved that he paid it. It was a 13-year-old ticket. He proved that he paid it, and everything was fine. He left the courthouse. The case was thrown out. And so he noticed that in the parking lot, there was a swarm of agents, men in uniform with vests on and so forth, bullet-resistant vests, you know, the full military regalia. And so he walked up and said, "Hey, guys, how's it going?" And they asked him for his ID. He produced his driver's license, and they wanted to search his car. And he said, "Not without a warrant." And so what they did was they informed him that they would bring the dogs, and they brought a bomb-sniffing dog over to his car. And on signal, the bomb-sniffing dog indicated that the vehicle should be checked. So they called in a bomb threat in Camden County, New Jersey. And they brought the robot. with the shotgun shell that to blow open the trunk lock. They wouldn't let Fernando Salguero open his trunk. They decided they were going to do it for him. And they blew open his trunk with this robot. And in the trunk, they found very interesting things. They found a collapsible baton, the kind that the police carry. Found one of those. That was an indictable offense. They found three road flares. Now, those are the kind that used to be sold for 29 cents a piece when I was younger in the 50s and 60s, or three for a dollar. They went all the way up to three for a dollar back in the 60s. And those were those red road flares, the same kind the police use when they want to mark an accident or hazard in the road. And then they found three cans of pepper spray, the same stuff that the police use. He was facing 10 indictable offenses, 20 years in jail. They arrested him. They arrested him. And he had to hire an attorney to extricate himself from this situation. That's what activism does. Interesting, huh, Frank?
It is. He would have probably been better off carrying a concealed firearm on him.
Yeah, but not in New Jersey. Yeah, in New Jersey, that's something. See, they were expecting him to have a gun, and they're expecting that he had his .45 in his trunk, and they were trying to set him up. That's the same kind of stuff that happens to me when I go in Springfield. There's this one guy that, this one member of a Baptist church, the son-in-law of a preacher, who calls the cops on me whenever I go on this event property. They call the cops on me, and the cops just, you know, eventually go away. They ask me to go away too, but they don't arrest me for anything. But the plan is to try to set me up to have me arrested, but it just doesn't work. Anyway, so that's the kind of stuff that's going on, and I hope that Fernando is going to get a chance to speak to us at the Get Prepared Expo. That's April 6th and 7th at the Cowan Civic Center in Lebanon, Missouri. Frank, what is going on with gold right now?
Well, obviously, with Cyprus, and this was news to me, that the government there is taxing bank accounts.
Yeah,
and so and I think you know, again, gold is shining through as a safe haven, and boy, it's really having an effect on gold trading. Like people, when gold goes down, people lose sight. Why do people invest in gold to begin with? Well, this is the reason why, because of monetary actions like that by these countries that are in deep trouble, and paper is worth not anything. So.
Frank Underhill's with us. Let's talk more about gold and why you should keep it and what's going on in Cyprus. We'll be right back.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming.
Coming.
Practical advice.
Affordable solutions.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo.
Prepare to survive now.
Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli.
Get Prepared Expo.
Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Keep it.
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'm really shocked at what's going on with Cyprus. And the reason I'm shocked is it looks like the government of Cyprus wants to steal about 10% from all of the depositors in the bank's accounts in that country. They want to steal 10%. This is on top of all the taxes they've already stolen. Now, why is that important? What do we care about Cyprus? Well, it's a precedent. It's a precedent that has a lot of countries very, very concerned, including me. And Bob Chapman, who was a very dear friend of Frank Underhill and mine, told us in no uncertain terms, don't keep any more in the bank than you need for 1 month's transactions. Don't even think about it. Right, Frank?
That's correct. And I think the word you said is president. So if it could happen there, it can probably happen anywhere for that matter.
And that's my concern, that it could spread like a disease. But we're talking about 10% being confiscated right from bank accounts. And right now, there's a run a bank run going on. ATMs are being wiped out because depositors don't trust their government. They want to get it out before the government steals it from them. Imagine that. Imagine being conned into thinking that your bank account is a safe place for you to keep your savings, your wherewithal, the storage of all of the years of work that you've labored. You put that into digits in a bank account, and then the government of Cyprus says, listen, we're going to let you keep 90% of it because we need 10% because we really messed up. We really messed up. And we're going to have to take 10% of everything that you have in your account. It's outrageous, Frank.
Well, and I also wonder, does this extend to, say, foreign governments that have bank accounts there? Does it extend to American or foreign expatriates who probably reside there or have a home there? And just the suddenness of it is disturbing.
Well, it did. It extended to England, for sure. And in England, the government of England or UK is saying, you know, we're going to reimburse you for the confiscated funds by Cyprus. So I think this is a huge problem. Well, I know it's a huge problem. And just before this broadcast, I got called. I stopped over this weekend on Saturday. Mrs. Finelli and I decided we would check out the banks in Lebanon because we'd like to have a banking relationship. And I got a call from the branch manager a couple minutes before the broadcast, and I said, I'd like to talk to her. I'll have to spend more time after the broadcast. But I went to three banks in to look at the lobbies and the presence of three banks in Lebanon, Missouri. One bank had bulletproof glass over an inch thick. When you walk in there, the first thing you are confronted with is floor-to-ceiling bulletproof, well, from the counter on up to the ceiling, bulletproof glass. And you have to talk to somebody behind this glass. It's ridiculous. I'd never been into this bank before. And this guy, who was really not very nicely dressed, he didn't look like somebody I'd want to trust with my funds. I said, may I help you? And I said, no. No, you can't help me. I am not going to deal with a bank where I have to talk to the teller behind a bulletproof glass. That's ridiculous. They don't have any money in the bank anyway. I mean, why do they have to have bulletproof glass there? So, anyway, I'm not going to be treated as if I'm a criminal and I might do something wrong, so I don't want anything to do with those guys. But the point is, I talked to this branch manager of a bank I really like. And I said, before I do have a banking relationship with you, there are a couple things that I require. One is I require that you'll teach my class, my young students, elementary school through high school, how banking works. Interest on both sides of the equation. And I guess it's going to have to be run up through top management to see if the bank is willing to teach young people how banking works, interest on both sides of the equation, borrowing and savings. But that's something that I would like a bank to do. And I don't think we're going to find one, but we might. We might. And that was my quest for the weekend, to have an instruction class for young people at the Get Prepared Expo on that. And I need to look at the overview of the seminar to make sure that I agree with it. But I'll tell you what, that's something we don't teach very much, Frank. We don't teach young people how banking works, do we?
No, they don't teach young people about any degree of finance whatsoever. And that's why young people have no concept of budgeting, education, getting a job, savings, how to spend. I was at a picnic yesterday at a park, and it was all very nice and tranquil. And then all of a sudden, 15, young people came, probably like 18 and under, all tattooed up from neck to ankle, beer, profane language, and the families, we just had to move on elsewhere because they didn't want the kids around that element. And, like, I'm just giving my head a shake. You know, it was, and it's not the presence, Vincent, it's the loud language and the vulgarity of the language. And it wasn't just, you know, the young men talking like this. It was the women talking like this, too, talking about their body parts, talking about, you know, it was very, actually quite repugnant. And, you know, again, this is probably why I stay home a lot all the time and don't go out and mingle, because, frankly, I really don't like seeing what's out there. It's just probably more safe at home. And I can tell you, if you told one of these kids to tone down the language, can you imagine the earful you would get? You'd probably get beaten up even. So it's not worth it. But they don't teach kids responsibility, and responsibility is how to manage your money. And no, I don't know of any school that teaches this.
Frank, when I was growing up back in the 1950s, we had a little bowl or a jar on the kitchen table. And if I had chores, to do around the house when I was growing up, and I would earn a very, very small amount of money. But if I forgot to say, may I please have, if I were asking for something to eat, like at the table, like, could you please pass me the chicken or the rice or whatever it happened to be. If I forgot the word please, it cost me. I had to put like a nickel into this jar. If my elbows were on the table, I had to put a nickel in this jar. And there was a penalty for me not doing the right thing. And I wonder if other people today have the same kind of rules in their house that I had. If I forgot to say please, or if I forgot to say thank you, it cost me. Literally. And I don't think we were the only family that did that.
A lot of families teach, they start off with the allowance, and they try to turn the allowance into a good spending savings habit.
Yeah, and but it was, you know, it was positive and negative. So I learned about please. I learned about thank you. I learned about not putting my elbows on the table. I learned about not chewing with my mouth open. I learned about not talking with my mouth full. All those kinds of things. I mean, that was just part of training, part of breeding, if you will, of manners. And I wonder if we do that today. I wonder.
Well, we don't.
If we even
and
care.
I think that's why you see it's the economic outlook for this country is what it is today, because it all starts at home, and with the absence of a job in the house or morality in the house or, you know, responsibility in the house, this is what you're going to get. And obviously, people in Washington don't know the rule. No money in, no money out. And that's the way I run my business and just about any other person. You know, no money in, no money out. But they just keep putting money out because they keep printing it. And there's no
doubt
the tax base isn't wide enough to pay down the bills to pay for all this.
What a racket.
Racket. That's the word. A good word, yes.
I was looking at some of the notes. Frank, did you get a chance to meet Marjorie Wildcraft from Texas?
I did. Delightful lady. Very nice person. Absolutely.
I was talking to her over the weekend, and let me just get the calendar 1 second. Okay. Marjorie Wildcraft is going to be on the air with us tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. And the reason I'm mentioning this is she is a doomsday prepper expert. She's been selected by doomsday preppers to be one of their experts. She's going to be on television tomorrow night. And so if you want to see Marjorie Wildcraft Her company is called GrowYourOwnGroceries.com. GrowYourOwnGroceries.com. She'll be on Doomsday Preppers Tuesday. I think it's 8 o'clock Central, but please check your local listings to find out when it's on. If you want to get a chance to see Marjorie Wildcraft, she'll be on TV tomorrow night. Doomsday Preppers, National Geographic's prepper show. And she will be at the Get Prepared Expo. That's April 6th and 7th. She's going to be in a 700-seat theater, and she's going to be talking about what happens in a real collapse, because she just came back from Cuba, where she saw what happens in a real collapse. That's Marjorie Wildcraft at the Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th. Tickets are on sale right now, $15. USAPrepares.com, the store tab. We'll be right back.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without. With big survival buck savings, our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45
877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank, I was talking with Marjorie Wildcraft over the weekend, and she was talking about her trip to Cuba and the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991 into 16 separate countries. And what she said was really, really astounding. Like, Cuba's obviously an island 90 miles off the coast of Florida, and, you know, what do we care about Cuba? Well, its trading partner was the Soviet Union, and that's where Cuba purchased their tractors, food, fuel, spare parts, you know, and a lot of things that they needed from the Soviet Union that they could not manufacture themselves. They didn't have the infrastructure to manufacture a lot of things that they needed for their agricultural-based economy. Cuba produced a lot of sugar. Anyway, in 1991, when the Soviet Union collapsed, the shipments of food stopped. The fuel stopped. The tractors stopped being delivered. So no food, no fuel, no tractors, no spare parts. People lost on average 20 pounds each across the island of Cuba.
Wow.
Buses stopped running. Now, if you contrast that with the United States, what do we care about Cuba, right? Well, who's our trading partner? Who's our big one? That'd be China. And what do we get from China? Well, as I look around the studio, there's hardly anything that I could buy to replace in this broadcast studio without it coming from, at least some components of it coming from China. I'm talking about the audio processing equipment. I'm talking about the monitors, the electronics within the monitors, you know, LCD displays, the LED displays, the potentiometers, the integrated circuits, the mixer. I mean, even the AM, FM receiver and shortwave radio and ham rig that I have in the studio. I mean, all of it has content from China in terms of replacement in today's devices. So what would happen if China stopped trading with the United States of America? We couldn't defend ourselves. We couldn't buy the replacement parts for the computers that run our infrastructure, that run banking, that run stores. We would be toast. And years ago, we used to call them the Red Chinese because they were communists. They were communist. It was communist China. Now they're our buddies. We even get food and apple juice from China. I I think it's a bad situation. And that's just my thoughts. What are your thoughts, Frank?
Well, obviously we're very overly dependent and reliant on them, as how you alluded earlier with Cuba on Russia, and it's not really healthy to be dependent on that kind of a partnership, especially when they have no transparency over there. They have no clear accounting or anything, and the laws can change. And you know, and you know, they may do business, but you got to remember, it's still a one-party country there, the Maoist party.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't know what this infatuation is with China, China, China. You know, environmentally, you know, they're pulling dead pigs out of a river that's contaminating the water there. The pollution is horrible there. They have industry without any caring on what goes on around their in their environment. So you have to be really careful when, and actually even get products over here, toxic products, toxic candy, toxic dog food, toxic kids toys. And there's really little or no oversight on this.
You're absolutely right. I believe one of our dogs was killed by Menu dog food from Canada when they got a supply of melamine, a toxic waste product, from China, and they blended it in as a filler to the dog food. And I believe it killed one of our retrievers, a golden retriever, back in the 90s. Or 2000s. Frank Underhill's with us. We're going to be back on the other side of this top of the hour news. I've got a silver dollar in my hand, but it's fake. I'll tell you a little bit about it when we come back. And we'll talk about Bob Chapman. Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for a very good reason. Going on right now. The Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.